Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. If you are a fan of Ella Fitzgerald, then you will want to listen to this today. But I will make you wait for it. But do stay tuned. And while we wait for Ella to arrive, why don't we do two doses of art? Blakey and Tatum, that is. First up, Art Tatum with Moon Glow on New York Standard. And the Jazz Messengers with Quicksilver. Before that, we heard Moonglow from Art Tatum. You know, it's funny, every week when I assemble the playlist for the show, which, if it were a broadcast, I would be able to do on the fly, but because I'm pre-recording it and I'm not streaming it live, I have the luxury, if you will, of assembling a playlist, and invariably, in shows that I include Art Tatum, I also almost without fail include Art Blakey. And they couldn't have been more different. One a pianist and the other a drummer, but both legends in their own right. Just a reminder, the second half of this show today is going to be dedicated to Ella Fitzgerald, and there's a great story behind that too coming up. But first, our weekly dose of Nat Cole, It's Only a Paper Moon, on New York Standard.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Thank you.
without your love, it's a honky tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make believe if you believe in me.
Warning voice that comes in the night. and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you.
I really wanted to keep that applause in there as long as I could, because that's just how good that record is. That is Dinah Washington. The album is called Dinah Jams. It is 1,000% worth your while in finding, downloading, whatever it is that you would do to procure this record. That is I've Got You Under My Skin. I almost called her Dinah Jams, Dinah Washington. If you want to know why that album is so good, as great as Dinah is, and she is wonderful and in top form, it's one of her first records. If you look at the folks who play on that album, you have Dinah, obviously. You have Clifford Brown, Maynard Ferguson on trumpet, Clark Terry on trumpet, Herb Geller, Richie Powell, Junior Mance on piano, George Morrow and Keeter Betts on bass, and then Max Roach on drums. Do not wonder where that record's greatness comes from. It's those players with her voice and just a perfect bit of synergy. So again, coming up in about a half an hour from now or thereabouts, I'm going to have a special segment dedicated to Ella Fitzgerald. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I've got a little dose here, a little three shot of Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller is someone I know I don't play enough of, and or Benny Goodman for that matter. I tend to sort of fall in love with a lot of the sort of small group guys instead of the big band guys. I would more readily go with Basie and Ellington over Goodman and Miller and Krupa and some of the other sort of big band guys. But I guess because it's been so damn cold here in New York the last several weeks. It's been a really bad winter. It's been a really brutal winter. I said to my wife a few weeks ago that if winter ended now, and this was, 10 days or so after the new year, that I would be okay with it. We've had enough winter, and frankly, from the time we got back from France until now, we've been mostly cold. So, Florida, here we come, one of these days. Anyway, this is Indian Summer from Glenn Miller on New York Standard. Mm-hmm.
Indian summer. You're the tear that comes after Juneteenth's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summertime was. Some heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer. Thank you.
I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm going to send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal. A real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
I've got a gal in Kalamazoo. That's Glenn Miller. And before that, Tuxedo Junction, also by Glenn Miller, here on New York Standard, bringing you the finest in what I call the American music. From the 20s to the early 60s, I guess, is most of what you'll hear here. Every once in a while, I'll play an artist that resonated with me in some formidable fashion that is more modern, out of the norm. But for the most part, everybody you're going to hear on this show is going to be from, say, the early 1920s, with the popularity of electrical recording, as they called it, all the way through. So prior to that, you were dealing with predominantly acoustic recording, and that's a different ball of wax entirely. Fun, good stuff, some very difficult to listen to, but the electrical recording era began, like I say, in about 1920, 22, somewhere in that range. And that's what we'll focus on here. 20 to 63, 65 on the outside, for the most part. Well, as I said to you a couple weeks ago, I want to make sure that I bring a little bit of Broadway every week. I don't have as full a Broadway collection as I'd like, and that's something that's changing this year as I go out and collect new material for the show. But I do have one of my favorite male vocalists, and he's a little bit of an acquired taste, not because he's not excellent, because he is, but his approach is just so different. He's been one of my favorite singers my whole life, since I was 7, 8 years old when I saw him in Evita, which we're going to hear from here in a second. But Mandy Patinkin has such a unique instrument and approach to his singing. You would never lump him in with the Broadway singers of the last, say, 25 years, whose approach is mostly, in my opinion, very sterile and safe. And, you know, he's got such a broad instrument. Anyway, this is from Evita, High Flying Adored, on New York Standard.
Thank you. high flying adored, so young. Instant queen, a rich, beautiful thing, of all the talents, cross between the fantasy of the bedroom and the saint. You were just a backstreet girl, hustling and fighting, scratching and biting. I, flying adored, did you believe in your wildest moments all this would be yours, that you'd become the lady of them all? Were there stars in your eyes when you crawled in that night? From the bars, from the sidewalks, from the gutter theatrical, don't look down, it's a long, long way to fall. Flying adored, what happens now? Where do you go from here? For someone on top of the world, the view's not exactly clear. A shame you did it all at 26. There are no mysteries now, nothing can thrill you, no one fulfill you. I, flying adored, I hope you come to terms with boredom. So famous, so easily, so soon, is not the wisest thing to be. You won't care if they love you, it's been done before. You'll despair if they hate you, you'll be drained of all energy. All the young who've made it would agree.
Remains, she lingers on. Something stirs me to think of her. I think of her.
From death she casts her spell. All night we hear her sighs, and now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that saw him happy long ago, those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can he see the girl and miss those hazel?
She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that closed and left me all alone, those eyes I feel will never ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes?
In Lily's eyes a castle, this house seemed to be, and I the bravest knight became.
my lady fair was she. To live at last in Lily's eyes.
Imagine me a lover.
I long for the day she'd turn and see me standing there when God had let her stay. She has her
eyes. She has her eyes. A life would call me happy, but I'm not sure. How can I now forget that once I had to be in love alive and whole in me?
Probably one of my favorite songs, Broadway songs of the last, say, 25, 30 years. That's actually, that dates back to, I want to say, 93, 92, that range. That is Lily's Eyes from The Secret Garden. And that is Mandy Patinkin and Robert Westerberg. Also from, I guess he really came to great acclaim he was in Sunday in the Park with George, with Mandy, but then was also in Into the Woods. And I think that's, when I think of him, that's what I think of, is that Into the Woods. So don't forget, coming up, we've got a special segment of Ella Fitzgerald. It's going to be basically the last hour of the show, and that's going to be starting off in about 15 minutes or so. So stay tuned. But while we wait for Ella to get here, Grant Green from the Goin' West record. This is Tumblin' Tumbleweeds on New York Standard. Thank you.
Samba too, but the mamba's what I want to do. Will someone show me how to mambo? And I'd like to know how you do a mambo. Do you count two, three? Do you count three, four? Won't someone please show me how to mambo? Do you count two, three, four? Is that what you do when you
mambo?
Do you count two, three, four?
Okay.
Is that what you say just
okay?
They do the mambo everywhere you go. Yes, the mamba has stolen the show. I can conga, I can tango too, but the mamba's what I want to do. Will someone show me how to mambo? I'd like to know how you do a mambo. Do you count two, three? Do you count three, four? Won't someone please show me how to mambo?
That old black magic has me in its spell. Oh, black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down the spine. Same old witchcraft, your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside when that elevator starts this rise. Down and down I go, well, round and round I go. I'm like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, what can I do? Hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame, burning desire. That only your kiss, kiss, kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for. Make that fate at me, created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down, down I go, round, round I go. I'm in a spin, I'm loving the spin that I'm in. I'm under that old black magic called love. Matilda, 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 take some money and run me to the river. A little louder, Matilda, Matilda. Matilda, take some money and run me to the river. Another time now, Matilda. Matilda, Matilda, tasty money, and running in the river. Ah, stay away, what can I do? Hear your name, and I'm aflame, aflame, burning desire. That only a kiss, kiss, kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for. Make that fate at me. Created for every time your lips meet mine. Baby, down and down I go, round and round I go. I'm in a spin, I'm loving the spin that I'm in. I'm under that old black magic all alone. Ah, here's a different kind of old black magic. So there's gay Kumin Hakazina. Shame to go to Ziggy, he's vainly green. Kakalakvishena Pomeran, son. He's the lucky Saint Dixon, son. Kakalakvishena Pomeran, son. He's the lucky Saint Dixon, son. What are you laughing at? Sammy Davis don't even know that song yet. Under that old black magic. Oh,
oh. Ain't that grand? That's Johnny Hartman. Johnny Hartman singing that old black magic. And I hope the bass voice was not too much the last couple of songs there between Johnny Hartman and Arthur Prysock. But when I was lining up the show, I said, it's got to be those two together. They're just a nice tandem. So I hope you enjoyed that. Well, as I said, at about the hour mark and for the last hour of the show, we're going to be bringing you, to me, what is the one of the ultimate, to me, what is one of the greatest recordings of Ella Fitzgerald of all time, really. This is Ella live at the Club Crescendo in Hollywood over 10 nights in May 1961, and then a subsequent pair of performances in June 1962. This was originally released as Ella in Hollywood, and although, frankly, those all of those performances from Ella in Hollywood are not found, none of them are found here on this set. Now, we don't have enough time, and I don't have enough bandwidth to be able to share with you the whole thing. It's a 4-CD set, but I'm going to bring you some of the best of what I think is on this album. This is a particularly special recording for the fact that this is one of the last CDs that my wife gave to me several years ago. For the most part, she doesn't get into buying music for me. She doesn't. Mostly because I do a pretty good job of securing it on my own. But this was a special present. It was a Christmas present. Christmas 2009, and in hindsight, it was somewhat of a, you know how you go back to certain albums, certain recordings, certain people, even in your lives, over the course of your life, and you sort of, in Irish lore, and I don't doubt if there's something similar in others, they have a thing called the Worry Stone, and the Worry Stone is something that you you put between your thumb and your forefingers and middle finger, and you rub to try to ward the worry away, if you will. And to some degree, this album is that for me. I put it on, and a lot of my worries go away. And part of that is because my wife gave it to me. Part of it is because it's a such a spectacular album. It is no longer in print, but you can download it. You can find it on, I think it's up on Spotify. I'll have more on that maybe at the end of the show. But I'm going to let this loose from the introduction to the final song. I went in and I picked a couple of songs off of each CD. And it's a 4-CD set, so it's about, I want to say, I think it's about 80 songs all in. Yeah, I'm sort of eyeballing this thing on Amazon right now, and it's about 80 songs. So it is so worth it, so worth it. If it costs $25-$30 on iTunes, it's worth it. If you want it physically in print, it's worth it, it's worth it, it's worth it. This is Ella Fitzgerald, 12 Nights in Hollywood, recorded 1961, May 1961, so almost 50 years, a little over 50 years ago, my apologies, bad math, over 51 years ago. Ella Fitzgerald live at the Crescendo, 12 Nights in Hollywood. Enjoy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before introducing the star of our show, the Crescendo very proudly announces that on this Tuesday, May the 23rd, we will present Mr. Mort Saul for a limited 10-day engagement. And then on June the 8th, Mr. Errol Garner with that sparkling new comedy personality, Mr. Dick Gregory. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll be kind enough to be as quiet for our star as you were for Mr. Oscar Peterson, the Crescendo proudly presents Miss Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past and you've gone too far away. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder I am lonely. You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, lover, come back to me. You laid some spiel, I thought it was real. You cooled on me and I'm drugged as can be. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, cool one, where can you be? For I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so happy. Ladies and gentlemen, be wise, be smart. He's too close for comfort. Behave, my heart. He's too close for comfort. Be wise, be smart. Behave, my heart. Don't upset your card when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your bait. He's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please. Not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure. Beware, on your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. He's much too close for comfort now. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please. Not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation. Too close for comfort now.
ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much. The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs.
How I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves feeling true when they love? That's the kind of magic music we get from our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow. He really knows how to cry. That's how I cry in my pillow. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, lullaby of birdland, whisper low. Have you ever heard two turtle doves feeling cool when they love? That's the kind of magic music we get from our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow. He really knows how to cry. That's how I cry in my pillow. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, lullaby a bird and whisper low.
ladies and gentlemen. Before we start to do the song, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the musicians to you. I'd like you to meet our drummer, Gus Johnson, on drums. Wilfred Middlebrook, bass. And guitar, Herb Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. And last but not least, our musical director, Lou Levy, at the piano. We'll try for a ballad. Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey. Just as I think of you, imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Start you asking a day. What to do? What to do? Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your ladies and gentlemen, for you.
Moon, I turned to go, 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 go,
because we tried our best to sing your request. And though we're sorry to mess up this pretty tune for you, they say if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So we did. We have finished messing up this pretty tune. They come blue.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you very much.
When the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you will always find something to do. But till dusk, till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. In the wee small hours of the morning, when the whole wide world is fast asleep, think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would call. In the time you miss him most of all. In the wee small hours of the morning, when the whole wide world fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the boy, and never, ever, ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would come. In the wee small hours of the morning, in the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you him most in the wee small hours of the morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You better print that one, Val.
Oh, the shark has pearly teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac Heath, dear? So there's not a trace of red on a sidewalk on a Sunday morning. Eyes of body, who's in life? Someone sneaking round that corner. Tell me, could it be Mac the Knife on a tough boat down by
singing the same song as him.
Once it's been a ball, because they did come out, and we love you all madly, and we hope to see you real soon in the near future. And we want to thank Robbie and Gene for having us here, and it's just been crazy, and we hope that you will keep in mind our albums. I don't have a single out right now, so I can't tell you to buy that, but we'd like to just close with a little song dedicated to all of you people.
I know why I've waited. I know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for an audience exactly like you. Why go spend money on
television show or two. No one sings those love songs I try, just you. You make me feel so grand. I'd love to give the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Thank you, Robbie and Jean. It's been a crazy scene. I'm sure you dig what I mean. Exactly like you. See my present, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I got. Should I say it, or the tax man might not like it? Well, anyway, it's been crazy singing for you. You make us feel so grand. We almost want to do a headstand. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheming, I'm scheming. Until the next time, we hope we see you soon. And until the very next time, we'd like to say we admit we've messed up this tune. And we know it's a crazy tune. But until real very soon, we'd like to sing again for you. Just you. Go back and really do an old one for you. For those, I don't know how many would know it, but anyway, in case you should like it, we hope to record it, and we want you to keep it in mind. Do
struggle with the rock and roll. You can't be tame while the band is playing. It ain't no shame to keep your body swaying. They beat it out in the minor key. Oh, 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 rock it. 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 Oh, oh, rock it. Say, won't you rock it for me?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Beep, Up with my baby tonight, refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight, fill the cup with my baby tonight, but I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight, pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know must reverse his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. God for a squaw, a Marine for his queen, a GI for his sweetie pie is not, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too
the
fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his jumps. I'm in love, and don't I show it like a baby arms? Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately, I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, and am I? Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep, then love came and told me I shouldn't sleep, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I lost my heart? But what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day that I'm clinging to him, bewitched, bothered, and cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. You've earned a lot, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more.
you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you for your cooperation.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? You've been away too long. I'll do that cooking, honey. You just bring home the money. Might say, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? I say, won't you come home? I say, you've been away. Thank you there, folks. Ah, oh, honey, you've been away too long. I'll do that cooking, honey. Yes, sir. You just bring home the money. Some of these days, Bill, you're gonna come on home. As Miss Della Reese might say, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? I say, won't you come home? I say, you've been away too long. As Miss Pearl Bailey might say, Bill, honey, Daddy, I'm telling you, you better come on. Honey, you better bring on home, because I'm just so tired of waiting on you. These shoes, Daddy. Honey, I just can't wait no longer. You better come on home.
Come on there, Daddy. I say you've been away. Bubble do so bum 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 de do ba lo yeah. Nyan do the good money. You just bring old pops that money. Yes. Baby boy. Yeah, bubble do bum bum do ba lo ba do say yo.
As Miss Dinah Washington might say, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Yeah, I said, won't you come home? Say you've been away too long. And yes, as Ella might say, we've tried to sing it everybody's way. So now, Bailey, you'd better come on home. 'Cause you better come home. You better come home. Oh, you better come home. You better come home. I say you've been away too long. Now, since you've been gone, they've changed the song. So, Bailey, won't you come on home? Yes, now everybody's twisted.
Just bloody brilliant. No other way to say it at all. None. It's just perfect. I think the thing in listening to those songs that really jumps out is the joy with which Ella presented those songs at the time, knowing what we know now about her life and that it wasn't oftentimes a very joyful life, but she... her joy was there, it was on the stage, and she soaked it up, absolutely soaked it up. So, in order, here's the track listing. Lover, Come Back to Me, Too Close for Comfort, Little White Lies, one of my favorites, Lullaby of Birdland, Imagination, Blue Moon, In the Wee Small Hours, Mack the Knife, Exactly Like You, Rocket for Me, Stomping at the Savoy, Too Darn Hot, Bewitched, and Bill Bailey, Twice. And I guess that's the other thing that really, you know, throws me for such a loop. There's so much in our music today that is so sterile. I used the word sterile earlier to describe... most of Broadway in the last 30 years in comparison to someone like Mandy Patinkin, for example. And to me, sterile is boring, it's plain, it's blah, right? Well, the reality is that here's an artist who was notorious for vamping and doing her own thing. And you can hear it. You can hear that joy. The way you can't hear it in the same with this sterile, crappy, for the most part, crappy music. Now, I love pop music. I love rock and roll. I heard a great new band, new to me, last night in Brooklyn, right? Not sterile. They're trying things. They're pushing the boundaries. They're changing things. It's a different beast. Anyway, I don't want to go on a rant, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's show. This was as much a joy for me as I hope it was for you. My name is Andre Archambault, and this is New York Standard.